Sam, I just want to start off with a quick Torah. I heard a nice chat that, okay, fine. No problems there. That we say at the end of when a person learns, we say, Gemar Matos. And we usually think the word lezakos means to give schus. Very nice shot. In honor of Hanukkah coming, we know Shemin Zayis Zach. Zach also means to purify. That's the mitzvah min amufchor, is to use Shemin Zayis Zach. Pure oil. Zach means pure. So I heard a nice shot is that Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu le zakos es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to purify Yisrael. L'fichach hevelen ter mitzvahs. Every word a person learns, every mitzvah a person does, not only gives him schus like the Pashup Shan Gemara, but it also makes him pure. Might as well do that.
Shkerech.
Okay, fine. So we're going to start off in this Gemara over here. You guys all know the sugya pretty well, the open chavetz. So I'm not going to do over the obvious points. But we're going to do what we can. Okay, so it says the Gemara over here in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara wants to know, we know that a halal over 20 is possible in your sukkah. So the Gemara wants to know, what happens if I fill a halal up with material? That's the Gemara's going to, just to see where the Gemara is going. Let's say I fill up a halal over 20 with material. I want to know, how do we view that filling in my sukkah? Is it viewed as a halal over 20 just with stuff inside? And I just filled it up just a little bit? But it's still halal over 20. Or do we view that sukkah now I raise the floor to create a new halal in its own right? So that's what the Gemara wants to know. What can we do to make the halal lower, meaning make the halal shorter, 18, let's say, if we would add things to the number. Or what if we do certain things, if I'm just putting it inside a halal, like if I put a table, obviously nobody would agree that like a table or like, I don't know, things like inside would lower the halal. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. Says the Gemara like this: Haisa gavol me eshem amr uva lamata bekarim ubeksasos lo have mute. If a sukkah is over 20 amos, and you put inside that sukkah karim ubeksasos pillows and blankets, I think article translated pillows and blankets lo have mute, that is not considered a mute to make your sukkah smaller. Says the Gemara, rather you're just putting that inside the sukkah. Why? What is the principle that tells us that that's just viewed as something that's put inside of a sukkah? Zok Rashi, she'ein sofa l'anich sham kol zayin mipnei hefsed mamona. You're not going to leave it there for all 7 days because there's a hefsed mamon. I don't really want to go into that principle in its full depth right now, but just know that's the rule. If something's not going to be in the sukkah for all 7 days of sukkahs, it's not viewed to lower the halal of the sukkah. Says the Gemara, okay, fine. If I put karam in Celsus, I'm not going to leave it there all 7 days. You're good. Says the Gemara, the afagab debat linhu, we have the girsa lekulhu, even though, let's say, I make it a bitul lekulhu, I say, Rashi and Ervin, daf ayin fest, that's one of the answers to number one. I'll tell you when we switch over to number two, all this can be nichol over number one, and we'll chazer it over afterwards. Rashi and Ervin ayin ches explains what bitul is. But Bittel now she says that it's you say mefurush, you say delo shakilna mehacha. You say that I will not take it away from you. It's Rashi Ayin Ches Erev. So let's say karam mixasos regularly. You're not going to leave it there all 7 days. Rashi told us and the Gemara says. But let's say you say and you make mevatel to the floor. You want to put the karam mixasos there permanently on the floor for 7 days. Says the Gemara, it also doesn't work. I fuck up the balin no clue, it still doesn't work. Why? Mishum the balin daito eitza kolada. Because nobody would do that. Nobody would put down karam exhaustos for a full 7 days and leave it there for all 7 days. So therefore, when you do it, it's viewed as if you did nothing. And therefore, what do we view your sukkah as? We view your sukkah as just something that filled up a halal of over 20 and not something that made the halal smaller. Clear. Good. Says the Gemara further, let's say now I don't put karmic sauces. Teben ubitlu. I put teben in the sukkah and now like Rashi and Erevin, I'm mivatal that to the floor. Says the Gemara, have a mute. That taka worked to make your sukkah smaller. The chol shekain afar ubitlu. And certainly, When you say, I'm not going to remove afar for all 7 days, afar, Rashi says, over here, we're going to read some Rashi, maybe not all of them. Rashi says, afar, there's more of a reason for afar to not be taken away for 7 days, because there's no use for afar as opposed to tevin. So when you say, I'm going to leave tevin there for all 7 days, says the Gemara, that works. We view it as if it's there for 7 days. Afar also, we view the afar as if it's there for 7 days. That's Rashi. He says, tevin ubilu bepiv l'shiva. Bepiv l'shiva, you're mevatel these things, tevin, afar, with your mouth for all 7 days of Sukkot. The Pnei Yeshua writes on that Rashi over there, Rashi is, it's not really dafka piv l'shiva. There's other indications from around Shas that Bittul may not have to be Bepiv. The Pnei Yeshua raises the issue that maybe Rashi's not in Lav Dafka has to be Bepiv. But we're going to go according to Rashi, just in clear lines, that we're going Rashi Bedafka. If you look at the side of the Gemara over here, Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Tevin Ubitlu Have Miut. The Kol Shekein Offer Ubitlu. What is Bittul? How long is Bittul? Rashi, as we say, all three Rashis. You see at the bottom of here, top Rashi, Rafagat. Rashi's clear throughout. Bittul has to be for 7 days. What is bittul? Says Rabbeinu Chananel, no. Kigon, if you have to be medayik over here, shehiskim, you were maskim, not necessarily bepiv, you were maskim shalolitlu misham leola, that you're not going to take away that thing forever. You see here a clear machlokas. What is bittul? How do you be mevatel something? Rashi holds for 7 days. Rabbeinu Chananel holds it has to be mevatel forever. What is the root of this machlokas? How do we explain this machlokas of Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel? So to do that, to explain the machlokas, we asked the kasha in the sugya, and we asked the kasha in the Rashi that I pointed out before. When we put karam and ksasos in the sukkah, why is it viewed as just filling a halal while it's there, and not making the halal smaller? Rashi said because you're not going to leave it there for all 7 days. That's why we view it as if it's just putting things inside of halal. An obvious kasha you can ask on this Rashi is, no, so for the first night of Sukkot, I'm leaving it there. View it that, why, who says you can't view that? As I made the halal sukkah for when I have it there now. Okay, so I'm not going to leave it there for all 7 days. Right now, it's there, no. Furthermore, Rashi says, bepiv l'shiva, you have to be mevatel tevin and afar. And if I'm mevatel for only 3 days, for the first 3 days of Sukkot, let it be a bittul. Why does it have to be davka l'shiva? So Rebbe said, Avor, what's going on here? Why does it have to... Not only Rashi doesn't hold that it doesn't have to be forever, but it has to be... It can't be less than seven. It has to be seven exactly. What is the pshat? So he said like this. What Rashi holds is that in order for it to be a bittul, and this is the root of the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, in order for something to be a bittul completely, according to Rashi, it doesn't have to be like, I'm a vatal this thing with all my full das le'olam vayad, I'm never going to move it forever and ever. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel holds. Very extreme sheet that you have to be mevatel it forever. Rashi holds that when you're mevatel something, it only has to surround the mitzvah that you want to include in the bittul. The entirety of the mitzvah has to be, and it has to include this thing that you want to be mevatel to your sukkah in this case. So let's go back to our questions. When you're mevatel something for only 3 days, the reason why, and according to Rashi, when karmic sauce on the first night, how come it didn't work? It's because when you put the karmic sauce, when you're mevatel something for only 3 days, while you're saying that, I'm mevatel this only 3 days, you know that your sukkah is going to be around for more than 3 days. Looking through the sukkah's vantage point, wearing sukkah eyeglasses, if I asked you, is your sukkah now smaller halal? If you're mevatel something for only 3 days, if you only keep it there for the first night, is it a smaller halal? Obviously not, because your sukkah is going beyond, is extending beyond the bittul that you wanted. So when you're mevatel something for only a limited amount of time, according to Rashi, and what bittul has to be in order to accomplish a bittul, when you look through the sukkah framework, is this thing included in the entire sukkah framework? If the answer is yes, then good, you have a great bittul. It only has to surround, like I said at the beginning, has to surround the mitzvah that you're including. According to Rabbi Chananel, inherent in bittul, the only way you can accomplish bittul is if it's a l'olam v'ed dika bittul. It's the only way you can view something as attached to the floor and becoming floor, as we're going to see later, much later. Becoming floor is if you're mevatel it, la'olam boy. That's the root of the machlokas. Rashi is very extreme. Rashi is not so extreme. It just has to include, when you're looking through the framework of the mitzvah that you're dealing with, that's what it has to include. That's machlokas Rashi ben Chanan. That's all regarding bittul. You said like Rashi and Ervin one more time. Rashi and Ervin. I know that's a hard point of it. Rashi and Ervin, a bittul. That's when you mevatel something with your peh. You say the lo shakilna me lemehach. And that works to make your halal smaller. Also, if anyone has any questions, like, don't raise your hand, just like screen it. Okay, now the Gemara wants to know, let's say I don't be mevatel something bepeh. That intense. Lo shakil mulei mehacha. Says the Gemara, tevin de'in osid lefanoso, v'afar stam. Let's say I have tevin, straw in my sukkah, and you don't say lo shakil, you just plan on not taking it away from there according to Rashi right now. You plan on not taking it away for there for all 7 days, but offer stam, or you're not sure you're going to put offer there, and you're not sure whether or not you're going to keep it there. It says the Gemara, that case is a machlokes Rav Yosi v'Rabbana. But yeah, right now we're going to 2 and 3. 2 and 3 in the answer sheets. What cases does bittul work for sukkah? So this is the Gemara. We said already, karim ksasos does not work for sukkah. We said that. And now we said, tevin offer, if you're mevatel, it does work for sukkah. That's question number 2. So now we're going through right now. Let's say it's... So I wanted a marker. I couldn't get a marker. What can you do? Like this. If you're... Why? If you're mevatel something, says the Gemara, it for sure works. Oh, man. It's much easier with a marker. Okay.
Is that one more?
No. Okay, get ready. I think everyone knows the charts, right? I hope everybody has charts. Okay, in your head. Maybe I'll just like go like this on the board. I don't know. Let's say you're mevatel something fully. Okay, says the Gemara, that works to make a good bittul. That's what we spoke about before, tevin and afar. But when it came to karmic sauces, that did not work. Now, the next level down, not necessarily I come to mean mevatel fulfa. No, just you don't mevatel a bepeh. You're just not sure. So now there comes when it comes to tevin. Tevin says the Gemara, that's a machlokas. Rashi also points out, by Tevin and Ofer, that's a machlokas between Rav Yosi and the Rabbanan. Ditnan, as we see the machlokas in the Mishnah in Olos, the 15th parak of Olos, the Gemara is going to say that according to the Rabbanan, if it's ain asid lefonoso, if you just plan, you just plan, you don't mean mevatel, you just plan on not moving it, Rabbanan hold, it doesn't work. Says the Mishnah. Ba'i shemilu tevenot tzoros ubitulo mevotel. The Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah in Olo says, if you come and be mevatel teven or tzoros, says the Mishnah, that works if you mevatel it, like we said. The Gemara makes a diuk. That only works according to the sheet of the Tanakama, bitulo in, only if you're mevatel it, lo bitulo lo. But if you're not going to be mevatel it, it doesn't work. That's the Stam Mishnah. Only things when you're coming to Mevatel, that's when it works. V'toni Allah. But the Gemara says, no, but there's another opinion. Rav Yosi Omer. Rav Yosi says, Teven, and again Rashi pointed out, even Afar, Ve'en Asid Lefanoso, the next level down, you don't have Mevatel it, and you just plan on not moving it. Harehu ke afar stam. Afar stam is also included. Ubatal. That works. Next level down. Ein asid lefanoso and only afar stam. However, when it comes to afar v'asid lefanoso, the furthest level down for afar, and teven stam, says the Gemara, lo batal. That does not work. Okay, I hope it's clear. It's hard to do with that. It's clear? Yeah? No. So there you have it. You have the machlokis and olos, whether or not you can have things that are not necessarily a formal bittul bepeh. Only just in mind. According to the Rabbanon, things in mind do not work. According to Rabbi Yossi, things in mind do work. Tevin and Afar. And Rabbi Yossi, there's an additional chiddush. Even Afar Stam. You don't even know if you're going to leave it there for all 7 days. Even Afar Stam works and Rabbanon holds Afar Stam does not work. And everybody agrees that Tevin Stam does not work. As Rashi points out. Okay. That's the end of the Gemara. Back to our machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanana. What is bittul? How long bittul has to be? The Rosh brings a raya for Rashi's opinion that you only have to come and be mevatel something for the amount of time that you're including. A bittul is zman. And you don't need a bittul la'olam. What's the pshat? If you look at the Rosh, I'm not going to read it inside now, but the Rosh goes to the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara, and this is also included back in question number one, Eruv Chatzeros. The Gemara in Shabbos speaks about a case like this. You have two Chatzeros right next to each other, separated by a pit that is 4 amos wide, 10 tefachim deep. So there's a real Rishus separating these two Chatzeros. The Mishnah sounds like you could put Afar or Tzroros in the pit, and it'll be Mevatel. Even stop, which we just said was an opinion according to Rabbi Yossi. Right? Only Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara asks, no, you mean to say that only Afar Stam works? That's what the Gemara asks. And what about the sheet of the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon only have to be Mevatel, everything. So the Gemara offers a first answer. We're not going to talk about it now. The Gemara gives a second answer. The Gemara says, then no, there's a huge difference between this case of Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi, and the Rabbanon by a mace in a house. Oh, I didn't say the mace in the house, yeah. A mace in the house. Yeah, you come to Mivata, a mace in the house. We'll say that in a second. The materials are still the same. There's a huge difference between that case and Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not going to move anything ever. And Shabbos, it's muksa, so you're going to be Mivata anyway. But according to every other case, you're not going to be Mivata anyway. But Shabbos, you'll even leave your arnicky there, says the Gemara. So that's why it'll come to be Mevatel. But any other case where it's not necessarily Shabbos, the Shabbos is a unique case where there's muksa, so therefore you're going to be Mevatel, you're going to be Mevatel everything. Because you don't want to violate muksa. Good. So the Rosh now says from this Gemara, what do you see clear? You see clear that the Gemara held that you can be Mevatel something only for Shabbos, and that works as a good bittel. You don't need to be Mevatel something with Olam Vayim. Only for Shabbos. Even on a Gita Gomer said it will come to be Mevatel. And that's the Rosh. The Rosh said, Ban Kasha, on Rabbeinu Chananel. We offered a suggestion for Rabbeinu Chananel who held that a Bittel had to be Bittel La'olam. What did we say? We offered the answer to Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua said that there's other answers to the Gemara over there. The Gemara came to be Mechalik, and it was only Okim, the Mishnah, and Shabbos, like Rav Yossi, who holds that you don't need a Bittel La'olam. So that's how we get out of it. The Rabbi Levi, the Ban Aron Shaykh to here. It's not so good shmak, but we're going to say for Rabbeinu Chananel. But that's what we said. I didn't say the case, but it still holds true with the materials. What was the case of Bayis Shemilut Tevin? Everyone here knows, I think, that let's say you have a house with a mace inside. So the halacha is that if there's a kezayis of a mace inside your sukkah, so tumah goes everywhere. Okay. However, let's say. There's a halacha Moshe Misina that says that let's say there isn't a kezayis of mace in a house per se with so much of a halal. Let's say there's only a kezayis of mace inside a one tefach halal. So the halacha Moshe Misina says that the tumah shoots all the way up straight. It doesn't spread. It shoots all the way straight through, all the way out of the rakim. So that Mishnah was talking about, the Mishnah between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon was talking about, let's say you fill a house up with, so maybe we'll just go over it now. You fill it up with tevin. And or offer, and so the Rabbanon hold you. In order for it to be considered a house in which the tumah goes all the way up, instead of just filling the house with, like we said before, by sukkah, just filling the house, in order for it to be considered, you lower the chal, you lower the roof. The Rabbanon hold you have to be mevatel all the way. And according to Rabbi Yossi, no, you don't need to be mevatel all the way. You only need enos of the fanoso. You only just need to have in mind that you're going to leave it there, and even offer stamur. That's the machlokas by bias, and therefore we can extend that machlokas back to sukkah. Again, how do we determine if something is mevatel in the sukkah? If it becomes part of the floor by sukkah, same machlokas by house. When you come to mevatel the ceiling, to make something a ceiling. How do we view something? Is it becoming part of either the ceiling or the roof, or is it just filling up a big room? So same machlokas over here, according to Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Good. So if you want to go through the questions, so we said by sukkah. What's the din of bittul by sukkah? We said that coming like Rashi and Erevin, coming to be mevatel it. All the cases, good. Tumma also, Erev Chatzeros, we said. Fine. How much time? Rashi ben Chanana. if it needs a bit of a pass, we said according to Rashi, it needs to be a bit of a pass, and with Pnei Yeshua, maybe not. According to Bichlal, it does not need to be a bit of a pass. And I think we explained the pshat, and according to all the shittos, what was the machlokes between Rashi and Bichlal? Pretty good. Any questions? Sorry, that wasn't so clear. Hey, what could you do? Okay. In this case of bias, the Rabbanon hold that you need to be have a bittel, and Rav Yossi holds you don't need to be a bittel. Just enough silfonoso is good enough. So we explain in Shir what is this machlokes according to what is this machlokes dependent on? Whether or not something needs to be a bittel with a real bittel, or just enough silfonoso works. So Rashi says over here, if you look in this Rashi Hachi Garcina by Shimul Tevin Otsuros, Rashi actually explains the case. Okay. And at the end of the Rashi, he explains the Shita of the Rabbanan. Avalobi Tulo, says Rashi, Have Kiman Dipanya, according to the Rabbanan. If you're not mevatalin with your peh, it's as if you cleared it out. V'yesh lo chalal. And you want to know what? It's just like you filled up a room with something. You didn't lower the chalal. It's the exact same room, just filled up. It's keman depanya, according to Rabbanan. We said the pshat is, according to Rabbanan, if you don't mean mevatel it, it's as if you removed it. You want to know why it's as if you removed it? Because you could just remove it just as easily. If you're not committing to leaving it part of the floor, or making it part of the ceiling, or covering up that mace in the bias, so therefore it's as if you removed it, because you can remove it. You need to commit to be mevatel it, pepeh, that you're going to leave it there for all 7 days of Yantin. So what's Rabbi Yossi going to hold? How can an abayish shemul teven you don't need to be mevatel peh? Ain't also the fanosa works good enough. So second Rashi, teven ain't also the fanosa. The next Rashi, Adavehu Kedafristan. Rashi points out that if you looked in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi had a girsa. Rabbi Yossi didn't argue on the case of teven and offer. He said no. The Mishnah's girsa, as the Gemara brings it, is teven otsroros. Rabbi Yossi speaks about Teven or Ofar. Okay, Rashi writes that it's the same exact thing. The Amar Le Rav Yossi, if you look forward there, she says Rav Yossi, Teven, in Yodea she'eno osir lifanosa. Teven, as long as you know that you're not going to move it away. Harehu batal me'elov. You don't need to commit bepeh to come and be mevatel it right there on the spot. If you know that you're not going to be mevatel it, automatically it stays there. If you know that you're not going to move it for all 7 days of the Yantif, automatically it's gives you a little bit. You don't. It's not a proactive thing you need to go do and be mivatul with the pet. All you need to do is just have it in mind. And once you have it in mind, you're not going to leave it. It develops a halachic status of staying on that sukkah forever, or for the days of Yantif. That's how we explain the machlokes between Yossi and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that you need to actively go and be mevatel something. According to Rabbi Yossi, no. If as long as you plan on not removing it there, it automatically develops that pitel and automatically stays part of the floor. Okay. I kind of fluffed the questions before. So be'ezit yirim mahani bitel besukkah, be'ezit yirim lo mahani. So you could say, what works does bitel work? So if you come to be mevatel it fully, according to everyone, tevin and offer work. According to Rabbanon, everything else doesn't work. Tevin, the Enes of Vanosa doesn't work. Afar Stan doesn't work. And according to Rav Yossi, Enes of Vanosa, Tevin and Afar, that does work. That's answer to number two. What does work? Okay. Oh, that's also answer number three. So two, very close. Two is if you're Mevatel. Three is if you're, that's the Machlokas. And we spoke about what's the Sfar, the Machlokas. The Rabbanon hold Kiman Dipanya. And Rav Yossi hold, it becomes Batal Me'ela.
Can you explain the Rabbanon?
Sure. The Rabbanan hold, as long as you're not committing to be mevatel it there for Yontif, it's as if it was removed already. And it's when it is sitting there now, it's just viewed as just sitting inside of a room. Why is it viewed as if it was removed already? You want to know why? Because you could easily just move it out. If it's sitting there and it's not committed to being part of the floor, it's not bittel de peh, it's therefore... It's, even while it's there, it's used as if it's removed. Because you want to know why? Because you can just easily remove it any second. Unless there's a commitment of a bit. Okay, good. We brought another raya for Rashi. How did Rashi know that a bittul azman works, as we explained, as long as it surrounds the mitzvah that you're dealing with? How do you know that a bittul azman works and you don't need a bittul la'olam? So the Ran brought up the Mishnah in Oalos. The Mishnah in Oalos says that if you could be mevatel a kri shel tvua, and that works as a good bittul in this house also to make tumah ritzutza over the mitzvah. You could be mevatel a kri shel tvua, a ball, a kri, a bundle of wheat. Asks the Ran, if you held that that bittul meant la'olam, what do you mean you could be mevatel wheat? Shouldn't you say batla daita itza kolada? Just like an argomar, said the karmic sausage are batla daita itza kolada. You see, obviously, that's a good svar, batla daita itza kolada. Who would throw out food? La'olam vaya. Nobody would throw out. Elo, what's up, the Ran, that the bittul over there of kri shel tvua was only a bittul azman? Because you see, people could be mevatel something for 7 days. It must be that a bittul azman works, and you don't need a bittul la'olam according to an argomar. According to that mission over there. Because why? Because you can be mevatel a kri shel tvua. That was the kasha the Ran had on Rabbeinu Chananel. Good kasha. How do you answer this up for Rabbeinu Chananel? Again, very shver. How are you going to say? You're going to have to say what the Ritva says. The Ritva answers, yeah, okay, good, Ran. It says v'chein kri shel tvua over there in that Mishnah in Olos, but how do you read v'chein kri shel tvua? You want to know how to read the Mishnah? You can't be mevatel tvua. You want to know how you read the Mishnah like this? Bayishmalu teven otsoros ubitulo. If you fill teven and tsoros in a pit, in a house, excuse me, bitulo, it works. To be mevatel. V'chein kri shel tvua. It would also be the same that you would need to be mevatel it for a kri shel tvua as well. But you can't because it's a bitul la'olam. Because it's a batul adaita, it's a kolada. That's how we use the v'chein. V'chein, it would also need to be, it's necessary to be for a kri shel tvua as well. That's how the Ritva reads it. But you might say you can't, because it's a batul daita, it's kolada. It's a very shver reading the Ritva. I don't know if anyone has a better hesber for that, than that's the way I understood it.
How does the Ritva read it the same than the Ran?
So the Ran, how did the Ran read the v'chein kri teshuva? The Ran said, v'chein kri shel tvua also works to be mevata. It also works to be a vittel. And that's how the Rana asked on the Rabbeinu Chananel, hold on, how can you be mevatel a kri shel tvua? Because if you're going to be mevatel a kri shel tvua, like the Rana says, read the Mishnah Kepashtis, you could be kri shel tvua, it does work to be mevatel. So if you hold that the bittel over there by kri shel tvua is la'olam void, so who would be mevatel a kri shel tvua la'olam void? Obviously, the bittel over there is a bittel azman. The way the Ritva reads the v'chein kri teshuva is that v'chein kri shel tvua would also need a bittel la'olam. However, that's all he's reading. He's reading all that in the words v'chein kri teshuva. That tevin and afar, that works to be mevatel. V'chein kri shel tvua would also need a bittel, but l'maisa, you can't be mevatel because bittel la'olam and it's batel daitel kaladam, so therefore it doesn't work. That's how he reads in the words v'chein. Those three words mean all that. V'chein kri shel tvua. It would need a bit though, but it doesn't have. Okay. Let's just see what we're up to here. Okay, we're going to skip number 4 for a second. I want to go to number 6. What's the correct girsa in the Mishnah brought in Ohalos? What does it say there by its feet? That's the question. What is the girsa of the Mishnah Olos? So Tosos talks about the Mishnah Olos. Tosos points out that the girsa doesn't really talk about Tevin. The Mishnah Olos, right, we have an Argamara. What do we have in our Gemara? Tevin Otsroros. If you look at the Mishnah here, Machlok Zeruz Rabbanon did not. Bayish Milu Tevin Otsroros Uvitulo Mevuto. That's what our Mishnah quotes as the girsa of the Gemara in Olos. Tosos points out, it's a long Tosos, it's not such a hard read, I don't think we're going to read the whole thing right now. Tosos, at the beginning, he writes that the Maisa, the Girsa isn't really over there Tevin and Sroros, it's really Afar in Sroros. That's what the Girsa is over there in Olamas. Aye, so why did our Mishnah quote it as Tevin and Sroros? So Tosos points out because our Gemara wanted to deal with Tevin. So therefore it just easily changed, substituted Tevin for Afar. Okay, that's a Tosos. So then Tosfos Nun says, asks a big question. This is really Rebbe made a gevaldik diuk from this. Tosfos then asks, fine, so if the Gerusa is true, there's no such thing of Tevan and in the Mishnah and Olos, it's just Ofer and Tzroros. So asks Tosfos later on, here, if you look about my Gemara, in my Gemara, it's opposite, it's like in the middle of the Tosfos. If you look at the Be'emtza Isa, it's about 8 lines up from the bottom of the Gemara, Be'emtza Isa, Im Yesh Misas Agag, Isla B'lo Dofen, keep on reading straight through until Tosfos. V'had d'pshit alon. Es Tosfos. V'had d'pshit alon hacha, d'teven u'bit lo have miyuta, afilu d'rabana. If Tevin is not really included in the Mishnah over there in Ohalos, how does the Gemara know that you could be Mevatel Tevin? That's a good question, right? According to Rabbanan. How do you know that you can be Mevatel Tevin? Says Tosfos, Dayik lo mi diktoni b'mastis and da'olos afilu kri shel tvua d'mahani bito. Kol shekein b'tevin. Says Tosfos, it's obvious how we know that you can be Mevatel Tevin. Because the Mishnah over there continued and said what? A kri shel tvua, you may be Mevatel. So says Tosfos, if you can be Mevatel, kri shel tvua, wheat, then obviously Tevin, which has way less use, you could be Mevatel also. So the further on the Mishnah is a raya that Tevin works also. The Mishnah went further and said that kri shel tvua works to be Mevatel. So therefore Tosfos is extrapolating to also Tevin. Rebbe made an amazing diya from here. What do you see? How do you see Tosfos is learning that line? The line that Raker asked me about before. Oh, how do you read the line of the Mishnah? What do you see Tosfos holds? Yeah. Tosfos holds that kri shel tvua, you could be mevatel. Kal v'chomer to Tevin to be mevatel. According to the Ritva, he would never say that you could be mevatel kri shel tvua. The way he read that Ritva was that big old lundus in the Mishnah. V'chein kri shel tvua, if you hold it, it's a bit to la'olam. If you hold that kri shel tvua needs to be a bit to la'olam, v'chein kri shel tvua would also need a bit to la'olam. But however, l'maisa, you don't have it because it's a batel, so it's called adam. That's the way the Ritva read. We're reading the Mishnah Parshe. V'chein tri shel tvua works. You want to know why? Because it's only a bitul lizman. And a bitul lizman, you may be mevatel kri shel tvua. And that's how Tosfos learns. You may be mevatel kri shel tvua, kavachomer to tvua. I mean, excuse me, to Tevin. Kavachomer to Tevin. But you don't hear?
Why is it
kavachomer? Because if you can mevatel tvua, wheat, food for you, then kavachomer to Tevin, which is only animal food, way less money, or way less valuable. That's how Tosfos learned. So what do you see? But Tosfos Lamaisa holds a kri shel tvua, you could be mevatel. So what do you see on the bittel of kri shel tvua and bittel in general? Tosfos holds also it's only a bittel lizman. That was the diakamation. That's number six. Number six is what's the girsa, correct girsa? So we say Tosfos holds the correct girsa is. I mean, not Tosfos holds the correct girsa is offered soros. And what's written there regarding kri shel tvua? So Tosfos holds that the kri shel tvua there is working as a good bittel because it's a bittel lizman. And if it's a bittel lizman, it's therefore kri shel tvua would work against the way the Ritva read. That was the deal we read.
Yeah. Did Rebbe give some sort of answer for how the Ritva would explain how the Gemara knows that Tevin
can be the Ritva? No. I didn't hear how he said it. You have to look at the Ritva. The Ritva, I mean, I didn't look at it so in depth. The Ritva Lamaisa also has the Girsa over there, but he learns it as. He learns it the same Girsa. He learns it as also Baishim Lu Offer Tzuros. So, I don't know. He just says, like, oh, what are we going to do with the Girsa? It's the way of the Gemara to be, like, change up the Girsas, because we can do it in our Gemara. I don't know, it's a little schwer.
What is the change in the Girsa for Kri Shel Tvua according to Tosfos?
Again, so Tosfos writes in the beginning, maybe I'll just read it. Tosfos writes that there is no Kri Shel Tvua, you're saying?
Yeah.
So there is no Girsa in the Kri Shel Tvua, everyone agrees in the Mishnah. Right? There's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ritva, how to read that line. But it's for sure there in the Mishnah. And what's written there, what he means, Ma'anis Garsham, the Gabi Kri Shel Tvua, is talking about how do you read it. What's written there regarding Kri Shel Tvua, that it works. So it's not how to read it. Okay, good. That's number six. Maybe at the end I'll go through the questions, because I didn't do it like in one Seder, in order. Okay. So just the Chazer a little bit. So we have, there's a couple of main points we have until now. We have, regarding bittul, what bittul is. We have machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, what bittul is. Bittul is man, 7 days. Rabbeinu Chananel holds lo olam vayim. We have a raya from Arniki, because you... For Rashi, that you could be mevata something for his man. We have the raya from Krishal Tua, how you read the Mishnah in Olos. For Rashi also, you read Krishal Tua, that you can be mevata late. So it's obviously talking about Bittul's man, because nobody would ever be mevata Krishal Tua for the Olam Vayet. We have the answers of the Pnei Yeshua for the first question of the Arnaki question. He answered that you have to answer the Gemara's Kash over there in a different way. I ain't shown the word in Shabbos. You have to answer it a different way, the other answer the Gemara. And the way the Ritva answered the Krishal Tua Kasha, I said, how can you move out to Krishal Tua if it's really talking about the Olam? The way the Ritva read it is, I know, yeah, in Achanami, you're right. You read Krishal Tua as the way we said, that Chayin Tushal Tua would need or require, but the Maisa, you don't have it. That's the Machlokes Rashi Ben Chananel. We also spoke about, over here, this Mishnah in Bayi Shemulu Tevin with a mace there. So everyone holds Bittul works over there, Avada. Rabbi Yossi is an additional Chiddush, the Enos in the Fanoso works regarding Tevin and Ofer. Even Ofer Stam works according to Rav Yossi. So we explained what the Machlokis was there according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the Machlokis is that it's, the Rabbanon hold you need a Bittul in order to be Mevatel the everything in that Bayishim Lu Tevin. You need Bittul Bepeh. Why? Because if you don't commit Bepeh in that house, it's Kaman de Panya Dami. It's cleared out because you can very much well clear it out. Just come on the panya. According to Rav Yossi, the way he said, no, you don't need a bittul. You don't need to commit with a bittul pepet, even asel fanoso, because once you think and you're planning in your mind of leaving there for all 7 days, it becomes batal me'elov. You don't need an active idea of being mevatal. Even an asel fanoso works. And that's what we saw. Rashi Shita is Bittul and also Inyan Sefanoso is just for 7 days. Just the difference is Bittul Bepeh, Bittul's Bepeh, and Inyan Sefanoso is in your Machshava, and that's the Machlokas between Rav Yossi and the Rabbanan. Whether or not Inyan Sefanoso would work by Bais and extended also to Sukkah as well. Okay. That's what we have odd now. The Ritva. The Ritva asks 3 questions on Rashi. So opinion, Rashi's opinion, that Bittul is just for 7 days Bepeh. Rashi said Bittul is just 7 days Bepeh. Ritva asks 3 kashas on Rashi. First kasha is, number one, Bittul is mashma l'olam. Get out of this business of just 7 days, as we pointed out Rashi before. It's Bittul, as we see, Bittul is mashma forever. Question number one. Question number two is that there's a Mefurish Gemara that says Bittul is la'olam, not for 7 days. What's the Gemara? The Gemara Daf Yates in Bava Basra brings up a case of where you have 2 rooms next to each other, separated by a small hole. Gemara's case is called Chalon Hamidiyas Atuma. The halacha is that if there's a chalon, a hole in between 2 rooms, so that hole could transfer tuma from 1 room to another room. If there's a mace in one of the rooms and there's a chalon, it's a tefach by a tefach, it's maybe the tuma into the next room as well. That's the case of chalon hamevius atefach. So the Gemara wants to know, okay, so I have a chalon hamevius atefach, hamevius atuma. It's a tefach by a tefach law, big, whatever. So the Gemara wants to know, what can I do to close up that hole so that if I have tumah in one room, it doesn't go to the next room? The Gemara says, if you put a rokik over there, a biscuit, a dried up, disgusting biscuit, bedafka, you put over there in that window to try to close up the 2 rooms, says the Gemara, that is not a good bittul of the hole. The hole is still viewed in existence. And if there's tumah in one room, despite you filled up the hole with a rokik, tumah still transfers. The Gemara says, why, Nu? Why? Because the rokik will easily be taken away. It's a piece of food. It's not going to stay there. Well, the Ritva says, it's not going to stay there la'olam. Says the Ritva, kasha number 2 on Rashi. What do you see clearly from that Mishnah regarding rokik? that you need a bittul not for a little bit of time. A rakik doesn't work. You need a bittul that's la'ola in order to close up that hole. Something that'll be mevatel the whole la'ola. Question number two that Ritva asks from the Gemara by Shabbos. Just to pause here within question number two. The Rosh. The Rosh, we said, brought a raya for Rashi that bittul is only lizman. This kasha is implying that you need a bittul la'olam because a rakik doesn't work, as we said. The Rosh says also by rakik that you need a bittul la'olam. L'chora, the Rosh is found in the Mesechtas Ketanas in the back of Mesechtas Menachos. That by rakik you need a bittul la'olam. So the Chora now, we have a steer in the Rosh. The Rosh over here is by rakik is saying that you need a bittul la'olam and therefore rakik doesn't work. But the Rosh, as we saw in our Gemara, that by Shemlu Tevin, a bittul Isman is good enough, like a Raya for Rashi, that he was the one who brought the Raya of Arniki that works for just one Shabbos. So how do we reconcile these two Roshes? Bittul Isman or bittul la'olam? So we said the Pshat is like this. There's a big difference between the two cases of Chalona Mimi Satevach and the case of Bayis Shemilu Tevin. In the case of Chalona Mimi Satevach, I just asked Rabbi about it before. It's a hard chilek he's trying to make, but I'm trying to say that there's a mitzias. There's an object called a chalon hamevi esatum. That's one tevach by a tevach. So in order to be mevatel that object called a chalon hamevi esatum, you need to come and be mevatel the object forever. For as long as that wall is that's separating the two rooms forever. That are in existence, which is forever. You can't just put something in there for a little bit. Even the Rosh would agree that you can't put something in there for a small amount of time. Because that's an object that you... It's a mitzias in halacha called a chalon hamevi satuma. In the other case, of bayish milu tevin. So, if there's a mace sitting there and you put tevin there, there's no, like, mitzias... The only case of bittul having to do in this case, only thoughts that a person can have, oh, maybe it's mevatel and therefore it would create tumah ratzutza. That's only in relation to the Toma that's sitting there on the spot right there. So, avada the Rosh and Rashi, everyone's going to hold over there that you only need a bit. Not everyone, Rabbi Chanan, but you're going to hold it. It's good to have a good a bittul for his mind over there, as long as the object's still there, as long as the Toma's still there, you don't need a bittul olam. Because the bittul that I'm trying to create over here by the tevin and by the afar is only vis-a-vis, is only in correspondence to the mace that's sitting there. If there was no mace there, well, there's no bittul to talk about. As opposed to the going back to chalona, maybe satuma, where that's now a metzias, an object that it's chalona, maybe satuma. So in order to stop a chalona, maybe satuma, it needs to speak to, directly to, the chalon itself. Not the tuma that's in the room, because you have to block up the hole. That's how you reconcile the steer and the Rosh. Hope that's clear. Okay, so now we're in the Ritva. The Ritva said there were two kashas on Rashi. Question number one, bittul is mashma la'olam, not just the bittul is mine. Question number two, rakik is mashma, you can have a bittul la'olam, you need a bittul la'olam, because rakik doesn't work. Question number three. Rashi who holds that a bittul is only a bittul isman. If you're going to hold it's only bittul isman, why would you need it for it to be a bittul bepeh as well? I understand if you're going to say that bittul needs to be la'olam, then I would understand why you need to be a bittul bepeh, because if bittul is la'olam, then you're creating halos in mitzias of something here is mevatel to the floor, something here is mevatel to whatever, the sukkah, whatever you're trying to deal with. That, I said the Ritva, I can conceptually understand one who holds that a bittul is la'olam to need bepeh. But if you're going to hold Rashi, that a bittul is only lizman, why in the world do you need it for me to be a bittul lepeh? It's not a chalos that you're creating in the world at this time. Chalos means like it's like an existence. You're not creating a new mitzvah, a new existence in this world, if you're only mevatel something for only 7 days. Why in the world would you need to be the mitzvah of faith? You and Rashi in his own right is so sosur himself. That's the third kasha that the Ritva asks on Rashi. Says the Ritva, because of these kashas, what is the Ritva shita in Bittul and Einas Lefanosa? This is directly speaking to question number 4. What is the difference between Bittul and Einas Lefanosa? Says the Ritva, it cannot be what Rashi held. Rashi held that Bittul is Bepeh for 7 days. Einas Lefanosa was not Bepeh for 7 days. Says the Ritva, because of these three kashas, Bittul needs to, for sure, says the Ritva, Bittul is le'olam in the Gemara going on. It doesn't need to be bepeh, says the Ritva. Even b'machshava, Bittul is le'olam. Bepeh, bein b'machshava. That's what the Ritva holds. What is Einos le'fanoso? Einos le'fanoso is only for 7 days, bepeh or le'olam. Bepeh or b'machshava. Excuse me. Again, Bittul is l'olam, no matter how you do it, according to the Ritva. And it's also is for 7 days, no matter how you do it. What was causing the Ritva to do this? Because the Ritva held that Bittul must be l'olam, mikolach those three kashas.
What does he do with arniki for Shabbos?
What does the Ritva do with arniki for Shabbos?
Yeah, because it's a
1 day. So we said the answer to the Pnei Yeshua. There's other answers to give in that Gemara over there. The Gemara quoted a steer between Shabbos and Tumah. So the Gemara, you could just say that easily, the Gemara is not going within our Shita. I think it's going according to the Rabban.
The Ritva's question and Raj, the last question, that Bittiv needs to create a chalos, that Lolam creates a chalos and you need to pad to create a chalos.
Good. So now the Ritva. Good. So the Ritva, the Rebbe pointed this out in the Shir. If you want to listen to the Shir again, because that's way better than me. So in the second Shir, Rebbe asked that Kasha, I think. Yeah, and the second Shir, Rebbe asked that Kasha. He said, hold on, the Ritva attended on Rashi that if your Rashi is going to need, if Rashi holds the Bittul is only 7 days, so therefore it doesn't need Bepeh. Rebbe said that the Ritva is not saying that if you hold Bittul is la'olam, it needs to be Bepeh. I can understand, says the Ritva, if you need Bittul to be la'olam. If you need Bittul, I can hear that it needs to be Bepeh. It doesn't have to be. But I can't even understand a mitzias where if you hold Bittul for 7 days, it needs to be Bepeh. That's what Rashi wanted to say. Bittul is for 7 days Bepeh. Ritva says, I don't even understand you. I could understand if you held Bittul's la'olam. I personally don't hold that. Then it would need to be Bepeh. I personally don't hold that. I hold that Bittul, it's only one directionally. One directionally, if you hold the Bittul's not la'olam, if you hold it only for 7 days, it there's no way, said the Ritva, it needed to be Bepeh. Okay, if you hold Bittul is la'olam, then it lav davka has to be Bepeh. So therefore, that was how you answered that. Okay, good. So now with the Ritva's shitas of what Bittul is talking about la'olam. And no matter how you do it. And Enos Lefanoso is talking about only for 7 days, no matter how you do it. So the Ritva said that was exactly the pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara said, Karim and Sasos, when you come to be mevatel karam iksasos, it's bata daita itzel kaladam. You want to know why? Because Bittul means la'olam. And who would throw out karam iksasos la'olam? Bata daita itzel kaladam. For 7 days, okay, maybe people would keep karam iksasos for 7 days. Rashi obviously held that. No, the hefsid mamun, because Rashi holds Bittul is only for 7 days. So when the Gemara said bata daita itzel kaladam, it was even for 7 days, nobody would even do it. But the Ritva, again, the Ritva is saying, I hold Bittul's la'olam, and that's what the Gemara meant, that karmic cells are a batel daita itzel kalada. So you have a machlokas here. According to Rashi, no one would be mevatel karmic cells even for 7 days. According to the Ritva, he obviously held that you can. We asked the Bam Kasha on the Ritva. Comes out, this is a very key point in the Sugya. This is a from Kasha and the Ritva. Just the Chaz and what the Ritva holds. According to the Ritva, he is holding Bittul in the Olam, Einos Lefanoso is only for 7 days. Comes out, so therefore, when it comes to Teven, let's say, in Einos Lefanoso. So how does the Ritva learn the Machlokas between Rabban and Rav Yossi? Rabban holds it's not a good Bittul, Rav Yossi holds it is a good Bittul. So when it's Einos Lefanoso, right? Einos Lefanoso, Teven, Einos Lefanoso, or Alfar, Einos Lefanoso. So the Ritva is going to explain. Pshat for the Rabbanon. The reason why the whole it's not good is because you need la'olam. And that's what bittul is. You need bittul. Without bittul, without commitment la'olam, doesn't work. According to Rabbi Yossi, no. 7 days. 7 days. I do. It doesn't work good enough for me. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. That's what he's going to hold. If this is the way the Ritva is explaining what bittul is, so that line about karam and ksas is about that the Ritva said. Karam and ksas is our batla daitei to kaladim, because nobody would throw out pillows forever. So according to the Ritva, it should come out there of Yossi, who holds that all you need to enact something to be considered as part of the floor, all you need is enas of the fanosa, as we say by Tevin and Afa. Rav Yosil's Einas Lefanoso works. So when the Gemara suggested that Karmic Sasos or Batla Daita Tzkaladam, so the way the Ritva is reading it, it's Bittul La'olam, and that's why it's Batla Daita Tzkaladam. So according to the Ritva, it should come out that Rav Yosi holds Karmic Sasos should be Mevatel if you say it's Einas Lefanoso, because there's no Batla Daita Tzkaladam. It's only Batla Daita Tzkaladam if you Mevatel forever. So Rav Yosi holds Einas Lefanoso, it does work. So it should even work by karmic sasas. Why the Gemara say karmic sasas never work? Question clear? No? Again, Ritva held it. When the Gemara said karmic sasas is batal daitz kaladam, because the Ritva holds the bitl happening over there is happening la'olam. That's why it's batal daitz kaladam. It should come out that Rabbi Yossi holds later on in the Gemara that all you need is enas tefanos in order to enact something to do with batal. So karmic sasos, if you were in us of the fenosa, those karmic sasos, there's no batal daitz kaladam, because people would be mevatel for 7 days. That's all Ritva is trying to signal. What's the pshat for the Ritva? How could the Ritva seemingly say that if Yossi holds that you can be mevatel karmic sasos for just 7 days through in us of the fenosa? So if you look at the end of the Ritva, he explained the shita for the Rabbana of this bittul requiring a bittul la'olam. What's the pshat for the Rabbana? The Ritva asks a question on himself. The Ritva says the bittul needs to be la'olam. However, there's a Gemara, also in the same Gemara in Lo Yachvor, that sounds like a person could put an 8-month-old baby to be mevatel between two walls. Why? Because the Gemara assume
baby was born 8 months.
What did I say?
Premature. Not 8 month old baby.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you.
I would just
do it, baby. Hashem. Not even a bit. The Gemara assumed that any baby born in the 8th month was going to die. So, thank you. No, that's Hashem. The Gemara assumed that any baby born in the 8th month is going to die. So therefore, there's nothing much you could do for it. So the Gemara held that if you would take this baby, you would put it to be mevatel, a wall, let's say, a chalon, a maybe a satoma, it would work to be mevatel. So the Ritva says, hold on, it sounds like the bittul over there is only for a short amount of time. No, even though the baby is going to die, so it's going to get taken away. No mother's going to leave their, not 8-month old baby again. The baby born in the 8th month, how can you use that to be mevatel chalon? It's only going to be a bit lezman. That's what the Ritva asks on himself. So Ritva says no, because over there he also asked the Ksin Kashim Arnaki, it's on Shabbos, right? Says the Ritva, because the Gemara ended up being okum that this baby born in the 8th month is being mevatel this chalon and midi satama on Shabbos, and on Shabbos it's going to be mevatel. Said the Ritva, it sounds like I'm saying a bit to Lizman now, that I could put a baby born in the 8th month for Shabbos to be mevata chalom and maybe satama. So what about my shita holding bit to la'olam? The Ritva said, no, I only hold, you need a bit to la'olam, because I hold anything less, a bit to anything less than la'olam is not good enough to be a bit. But in this case of the baby or the arniki, since it's Shabbos, that boosts up the bittul power, although you're not being mevatel la'olam. Said the Ritva, my bittul la'olam isn't definitionally to what bittul is, like Rabbeinu Chananel wanted to say. We said within Rabbeinu Chananel that you can only imagine a bittul be la'olam, and that's what bittul is. He also, no, I don't need it be'etzem, in its own essence, a bittul to work la'olam. A bittul works even not la'olam. What do I mean? I just want you to make sure that that thing stays there forever. So I only thought that you can accomplish that if you said with your mouth, I mean, mevatel la'olam. And when I held you being mevatel l'zman, I didn't think you were actually firm in your commitment to be mevatel it for as long as you needed it for. But in this case, in Shabbos, with the baby and the arnaki, okay. So I'm even though it's only a bit l'zman, I'm confident that you're going to leave it there. Every other case where it's not necessarily Shabbos and I don't have that confidence, you need a bit of olam. So, zok the ritva, what comes out now? The rabbanon hold that you need a bit of olam. It's only because, right, the machlokas from rabbanon and Rav Yossi. What's the machlokas now? The rabbanon hold you need a bittul la'olam, because anything not a bittul la'olam is a shaky bittul. So therefore, you need a bittul la'olam. That's what bittul la'olam. That's what bittul is. You need a strong bittul. If it's not la'olam, if it's just l'zman, it's going to be very shaky. Rabbi Yossi, who holds that you can use enos l'fanoso, according to what the Ritva is, only for 7 days. Rabbi Yossi, you had the confidence in you that you were going to leave that object that you're being mevatel for the amount of time that you needed it for. That shaky bittul was good, even though it's not la'olam. The bittul l'zman was good, according to Rav Yossi. He says, I'm confident enough in that bittul, that shaky bittul, that you're going to leave it there. That's the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rav Yossi, according to the Ritva. Question number 4. What's the machlokes this? If something is not a confident 100% bittul, a bittul la'olam, a shaky bittul, we'll call it, a bittul only for 7 days, does that work to be mevatel, to close up the gap, to be viewed as a new floor? According to Rabbanan, no. You need a confident bittul la'olam. According to Rabbi Yossi, yes, I have confidence in you that shaky bittul will work. Let's return to our kasha. Our kasha was, so the Ritva held that Karim and Ksasos, the only didn't work because it was batla daitis koladam, because being mevatel forever. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rav Yossi should hold that, this is our kasha, right? Rav Yossi holds that if there's no batal daitis koladam because you're only being mevatel for 7 days, so therefore you should be able to be mevatel karmic sauce for only 7 days. And the Gemara didn't seem like that. The Gemara said, chuleyam lo plihi, that karmic sauce never worked. So it comes out, according to Rav Yossi, you should be able, no, it's like the Ritva. Rav Yossi, when he said, tevin enos lefanoso, and offer enos lefanoso, that worked. Because he held it a shaky bittul. In those cases, that Rabbi Yossi was confident that you weren't going to move. Only in those cases, Rabbi Yossi was confident. When it comes to your karmic sasos, it's a different enos lefanoso. Rabbi Yossi said, that shaky bittul that you're doing enos lefanoso for only a bittul for a certain amount of time, I don't believe you're actually going to keep it there forever for the amount of time you're going to need it when it comes to karmic sasos. The tevin and Akwa of Enos and Lepanoso, according to Rav Yossi, is a different world than Karim and Ksasos Enos and Lepanoso. When a person is going to be Mevatel for Enos and Lepanoso by Tevin and Afar, Rav Yossi was confident that you would leave it there for the amount of time that you needed it for. But when it comes to Karim and Ksasos, Rav Yossi said, no way, you're not going to leave it there because it's so valuable. That was the pshat for the Ritva. What's that machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rabbanan? Whether or not this shaky bittul of an enos lefanoso, a 7 day dika bittul, enos lefanoso, whether or not that was strong enough to enact a bittul to the floor by bias and by sukkah. Rav Yossi held yes, Rabbanan held no. But everyone would agree, even Rav Yossi would agree by karmic sasos, it doesn't work to enact the bittul. I'm not confident that this shaky bittul of only 7 days, you're going to actually leave in your sukkah. Again, so to summarize, what was the machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rabbanan b'bayis shmilu teven? You had a mace in. You want to know, can you put teven and afar and everything to fill up the halal of the house in order to create tumah ritzita? What's the machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rabbanan?
Rashi holds the machlokas like this. Rabbanan hold, if you're not mevatel it, it's kemande panya. It's as if you cleared it out. Rav Yossi holds that if you just plan on leaving it there for 7 days in your head, that was good enough. Abatel me'elav. He said that it would work over there. The Ritva who learns bittel and Eos L'Nosa are totally different than Rashi. Bittel who learns bittel is la'olam, and Eos L'Nosa is only for 7 days. So what's the machlokes Rabbanan Rav Yossi? Rabbanan hold that you need a confident bittel. Without a confident bittel, you cannot enact something to be viewed as part of the floor. It's just filling up a space. Rabbi Yossi held that no, an unconfident bittel, and even a 7 day bittel, not low, would work to even be mivat.
Okay, so it's 2:00. We're going to end now. 2:00. If you want to talk about the Meiri, there's also Meiri in the Sugya, but we can talk about that later. Shkarech, thank you very much.